time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A lot of things change every week in the world of real estate. That's why it's important to listen in every Friday, find out what's going on locally and nationally with a lot of things. Shane Maston. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So,
yeah, we talked a little bit. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Tell us about the big things we need to learn this week.
Yeah. So last week we were at 6.59% averaged fixed 30-year conventional. We're all the way down to 6.18. 0.5% in a week is a very big drop. But what we were anticipating, we talked a little bit last week, is there's two things going to happen before the Federal Reserve meets again. Today, jobs report, it came out. And it was expected to be a lot less jobs added because the reason that rates went down is there were reports coming out of jobless claims, which is not to be confused with today's jobs report. Jobless claims would be people that lost their job, and that went up from like 215,000 all the way up to 228,000 this week. So that news made interest rates go down, because they thought the report that was going to come out today would say that there's less jobs being added. That's not what happened. So the report came out today. It was all pretty much standard. We thought there were going to be 230,000 jobs added, and there was 236,000 jobs added. So a little bit more than normal, more than what we thought there were going to be. And because of that, all these rate improvements that we've seen over the past month, because they were over 7 a month ago, so all the way down to 6.18, they're probably going to creep back up. I've been watching the ticker this morning, and they haven't got the new rate sheets out yet, but I'm expecting it to go up today quite a bit. So that's not great news, but there are some good. We have official stats out from March. I gave you my official stats last week, but rates are going to go up and down, and the next thing that's going to be we want to keep our eye on is Tuesday morning when we all wake up, except for you might wake up before this because it gets announced at 5 in the morning. The CPI will announce what the inflation rate for March was. That's our last chance before the Federal Reserve meets on May 3rd to get them to not raise rates. It looks like they're going to raise them again. All the way up to this morning, we didn't think that was the case until the jobs report came out. Now we think, unless CPI comes in much lower than expected on Tuesday, they're probably going to raise rates again on May 3rd to another 0.25%.
Wow. And talk about how that might impact the market locally.
Well, we're already having kind of the best 2 weeks of pendings that we've had in over a year. But you also got to remember, we always compare our week to the week of the previous year. So the first week of April 2023 versus the first week of April 2022. This is the 1 year anniversary of when rates hit 5 for the first time, when the Fed just started raising their rates last year. So the first week of April is when the first time rates hit 5% since 2008. So it was a pretty, our numbers are up compared to that week. Even though we're in the 6s now and we're in the 5s then, but the 5s then was the opposite rate environment. Rates were going steadily up, whereas now they're going steadily down. Now, they're always going to go down and up and down and up, but the trend right now is down, and the trend last April was up. And of course, they hit all the way up to 7.37 in October of last year. So what these rates are going to do, as long as they stay in the 6s, there's going to be a lot of things happening in the spring. Spring always gives the highest 2 months of pendings, like buyers getting contracts accepted, is May and June, like always. And this year won't be any different. It'll be less than a normal year, but it is going up.
What are prices doing locally right now?
So prices ticked up a little bit in March. I think I said maybe a month ago that I felt like we were at or near the bottom, and that is probably the case. So our prices ended up being, for the year so far, we're at $299,000 as a median sale price, which is low. Last year, in 2023, the median sale price for the year was $325,000. So we're $25,000 below that, but we're having another problem right now, inventory. So if you look at the median sale price of last month in March was $325,000, just like last year, but there's hardly any homes available in that price range. In fact, I looked up the entire county this morning. There's only 6 available homes from $300,000 to $325,000. That's in the entire county. So this low inventory is going to put upward pressure on prices. So even though rates are high, there's less buyers, there's even less sellers than there are buyers out there right now. And that supply and demand, the supply is shrinking. It's going to catch up with demand. That's going to put upward pressure on prices. And this happens every spring. It's just this one is just so volatile that you'll feel the price increases more when rates are up.
So if somebody has been contemplating putting their home on the market sometime this year, in the next couple months might not be a bad time.
No, there's not a lot of competition. We're down to about 284 active properties in Douglas County, and we're almost at 400 in November. So it's gone down like 120 active homes in just several months here. But it also depends on your price point. So the $200,000 to $400,000 price range is where two-thirds of everything that is selling right now is between $200,000 and $400,000. If you go higher than that, if your house is maybe a luxury home or lots of acreage, those aren't selling quite as quickly. In fact, there was only 5 homes that sold last month that were over $500,000 in the whole county, which is an extremely low number. But 32 sold between $300,000 and $400,000, and 31 sold between $200,000 and $300,000. So if you're in the anywhere between $200,000 and $400,000, I'd say even closer to $200,000 to $350,000, those ones are still selling really quickly. As agents know, if you've got a buyer looking at $300,000 right now, it is really, really hard to find something that before it's gone. But if you've got a $450,000 buyer, you've got a lot of options out there. Or even more, if you have a $500,000 buyer, they have a lot to look at. That inventory is still sitting for actually over 80 days once you get over $500,000.
Yeah, and that's traditional that the higher up you go, they tend to stay in the market longer.
Yeah, for sure. But there wasn't much of a difference in like 2020 to about now in 2022. There were lots of properties selling over the $500,000 mark, but always less than, of course, the sweet spot. Whatever that median sell price is where most of your houses are going to be selling. And since last month was $325,000, that's the I wouldn't call it the unicorn yet, but it is very difficult. I have buyers in that price range, and if it's to the point where if they don't write an offer like in the first couple of days, it's gone. And it's just that price point, though. Like other, I don't want people to think the whole market's like that. It's just certain price points are difficult. And it's the same thing if you're selling a house right now. You got to be a little more patient, especially the higher your price is. It's just going to take longer because there's less buyers in those price ranges now. So don't fire your agent because they didn't sell your $550,000 house in 2 weeks. It's just the market.
Right. And if people want to get connected with you, whether they are potential buyers or potential sellers, talk about how to do that.
Absolutely. We now have agents in almost every county in the state and the majority of right here in Douglas County. Our phone number is 541-391-4945, or you can look us up at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.